So last week we explored anger and anger management in depth, shall we say. So today we just have a few additional thoughts on that and some related ideas. In reading and living with Shiva about anger, came across a very nice section on interpersonal relations and meditation. So let me begin by asking a question. Say that someone approaches you for advice and they say, I really want to learn how to meditate better. But when I sit down to meditate, I usually end up thinking about the people I know and the interactions with them, family members, friends, neighbors, people at work. I just sit down and I can't get them out of my mind. What do you suggest I do? So what would you suggest? That they find the nearest cave and spend a couple hours every day in a cave? If they sat by themselves, they'd do better? So, it's an interesting question, and Gurudeva has a very interesting answer in Living with Shiva, which points out that quite often it's our poor interpersonal relationships that are an obstacle to meditation. The fact that we don't get along well with other people, at least some other people, maybe we get along well with some, but others we don't. The fact that there are people that we do not get along well with is an obstacle to meditation. And the solution isn't going off and sitting in a cave by yourself so the people aren't around. You know, that might be an obvious solution. Well, the people are the problem, right? All I have to do is get away from the people. Problem solved. I'll just go sit in a cave. Or if we're a single person, we'll say, well, I'll just go live by myself. It's all these people that are around me that are causing me a problem here. I can't meditate. So Gurudeva's advice, of course, is the opposite. Very mystical advice. He says, no, you don't run away from the people that are disturbing your mind. You learn how to get along with them. We don't learn how to meditate better by avoiding people that are disturbing us. If there are people that we can't get along with, why is that? Well, we don't understand them, right? We react to something in their nature. So Gurudeva says if you can't work well with people, you know, people are visible. You can see what expression is on their face. You can listen to the tone of their voice when they talk. There's lots of clues here as to what's in their mind. You can see them. You can think about it. So if you can't get along with other people, how in the world can you expect to ferret out the subtlety of your subconscious mind, let alone the subtlety of your superconscious mind? You won't be able to do it. We need to be able to ferret out the nature of other people. We can see them. When we gain that ability to understand other people and work with them harmoniously, then we're well prepared to be able to meditate. But if we can't get along with certain other people, we just don't get along with this person and that person, there's no way we're ever going to get along, that's an obstacle to meditation, not because of the person, but because it shows you're not understanding something. You're not understanding something about your own mind. So Gurudeva gives us a wonderful teaching, which we've talked about a number of times, which is the idea that whatever you see in someone else has to be in you to some degree. Otherwise, you couldn't recognize that quality. So if we see a quality in someone else that we really like, obviously that quality is in us. Maybe that's why we like it. That person is just like me. Well, I really like him. That's because we like ourselves. If we see a quality in someone that we can't stand, we say, oh, that's just terrible quality. I don't know why that person's that way. Every time I'm around that person, I get upset. What does that mean? Where is that quality that's upsetting us? Is it in the other person? Of course not. It's in ourselves. But we're not admitting it. If some quality in another person really upsets us, the only reason it could do that is it's in ourselves, and we're denying the fact that it's in ourselves. Otherwise, we just observe it and we say, well, that person has this trait. We wouldn't be upset about it. Wouldn't bother us at all. But the more it upsets us, the greater the quality is within ourselves. So why don't we see it? Well, maybe we're suppressing it or repressing it. Subconscious mind is hiding it from ourselves. We don't want to admit, gee, we're that way too. So we get upset when we see it in someone else. So that's a wonderful teaching. And of course, on the positive side, as we've often said, if you see spiritual qualities in someone else, such as in Gurudeva, you know, we see these wonderful qualities. Any quality you see in Gurudeva has to be present in you to some degree. Otherwise, you could not recognize it in Gurudeva. So that's encouraging, right? Because we all see these beautiful spiritual qualities in Gurudeva, so they have to be alive in us, or we wouldn't even know that Gurudeva possessed them. So what does all that mean? It means that the solution to being able to meditate, if we have the problem of not getting along with other people, is not to avoid the other people. That's not a solution. It's not a solution to go off to a cave. It's not a solution to buy a mountaintop hermitage and live in it by ourselves if we're a single person. No, the solution is to interact with other people, to live with other people. Living alone, if we have this problem of not being able to get along well with everyone, isn't making spiritual progress. It just seems like it because there's no arguments, right? There's no one to disagree with. It's harmonious. There's just no one to argue with. But that doesn't mean we're making spiritual progress. It might just seem so. But we're actually just putting our karmas on hold. It's quiet. But quiet isn't necessarily good when it comes to making spiritual progress. It's good if you want quiet. But if you want to make spiritual progress, and you have trouble with getting along with other people, then you need to interact. You need to live with other people. You need to overcome whatever it is you don't like about another person, because that quality has to be in you. You have to recognize it, find it. So the ordinary person, if he sees a quality in another person, wants to walk up to that person and correct them, right? Say, boy, you do all these things wrong, this, and this. And I really don't like it. So, of course, Gurudeva is saying, well, wait a minute. That quality has to be in you. So don't correct the other person when it comes to something you don't like about them that upsets you. Correct yourself. And if you correct yourself, you'll find that you no longer get upset by the quality in the other person. In fact, it looks a little different. You have a better understanding of it. You have more compassion of it. You just see it as part of human nature. Doesn't bother you at all. So that's the wisdom of improving our interpersonal relationships and interacting with other people. Doesn't mean there's no value in sitting in a cave, but it means sitting in a cave has its natural timing in anyone's life. Spending time alone, extra time in meditation, and shouldn't be done if we're still having this problem of poor interpersonal relationships. We should overcome that problem first. And possibly other problems, before sitting in a cave for extended periods of time really is going to bear the fruit that we think it will.